Nice to have our Wildcats coach Trevor Gleeson on the program for Tyre Power. You get the power of Australia's biggest independent. Welcome, Trev. How are you going?
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're going really well. Now, you felt that if there was a couple of blokes with a niggle that you wouldn't have held back in once you knew that you couldn't be moved from your position in the competition, that you might rest a couple of blokes, and you did. But I didn't think it would be White and Cotton both in the same game, but you still did pretty well without them.
Yeah, did really well. Tirico couldn't play, actually. He got a bang, a knee-on-knee the week before with Patterson, so he wouldn't have been able to play at all. But Bryce has been carrying a little bit of niggle, so we thought, well, let's just freshen up this week. It really didn't matter for the ladder position and gave us an opportunity to play some young fellas out there.
Trev, do they come straight back in? Because Wani Swakalobaluk was very good from his 26 minutes. He took his opportunity. And Nick Pazoglu, he was also impressive. It's great to see those young guys get the opportunity and do well.
Yeah, he did well with the names too.
Good for him.
Look, they were fantastic. They really got the go on Luke Travers. We've designed him for a 3-year deal starting next year. So it was great to get the young fellas out on court against quality opposition instead of the training track. And look, both Bryce and Tirico should be fine. They'll have a full practice tomorrow and we'll go from there. But expecting them to play in the first semi-final.
Not big minutes into Damien Martin into that game. Any reason? Is he right to go for the finals?
Yeah, no, still on restricted in the minutes. You know, he was only on 12 to 15 minutes. So we got him a bit of a gallop out there, and it was good to play some minutes with Miles as well, because he hasn't played any court time with him. So, yeah, I was quite happy with that.
Tirico White has been interrupted for a while now. Didn't do too much at training, is my understanding, today. MVP of the finals last year. Do you expect him to get back to his best, or would you just be happy for him to get out there and obviously contribute to the team?
Yeah, it's great that we have 2 weeks before we play. So if it was this week, he'd probably be a little bit underdone if we played this weekend. But we've got another week to put some minutes into him and get him up and down the court and get him back. But, you know, Tirico, he knows what time it is. He's a big-time player. He steps up when the pressure's big. And, you know, we're going to need him in this run. And hopefully he's fine and ready to go.
Nick Kay, we spoke to him last night. Great reward for effort. Picked in the first five in the competition this year alongside Bryce Cotton, of course.
Yeah, look, he's our Rolls Royce. And I was concerned that he might get overlooked for that position. I was so happy for him to get the award Sunday night, because he just puts on his hard hat, rolls up his sleeves and gets after it. Doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's pouring, if it's snowing, it's 40 degrees, he turns up and has no excuses. And, you know, he's just premium quality. And, you know, the last month he's been in rip-roaring form. So that's the great thing to carry into the finals.
What's your team rules for a night like that? Because I understand that the boys, like last year, didn't have a drink.
Yeah, no, we're just, that's more of a player run. No shaving, no drinking. So that's pretty much the stock landed standard. So, yeah, no, the boys are really locked in and looking forward to good finals performance.
What about the coach? Did he ever red, or did he jump on the same bandwagon?
No, he's all in, mate, all in. This time of the year, it's cross the T's, dot the I's, make sure you're on top of it. I want to be sharper than a tack, mate. So I got to get up early, get on point, and make sure we're going in the right direction.
You need to be sharp to beat Cairns, because they've been the big mover of the competition in season 2019-20. Scott Machado, he was inside that first five team, and DJ Newble, a very impressive player. They lost their last two, but they, like you, rested a few players. But they had you measure a couple of times throughout the year. Won't be easy.
Yeah, they got us here early in October, way back at the start of the season, and then we went up there, and I'm pretty sure Tirico didn't play that game, and I think Bryce was 1 foot on the plane. He was ready to fly back home with the birth of his child. So the last time we went up there, we had a good win, got some really good form out of that. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We know it's going to be a tough battle, and they're very, very talented, and we're going to, you know, use that home court advantage. Hopefully we've got 14,000 screaming Red Army to support us.
Trev, given that you do have an extended layoff, do you give the boys a good break and get them back to training, or do you just keep a little bit of the momentum going for the group that, say, don't have some niggling injuries?
Yeah, no, we gave them a couple of days off, so we haven't been back on the court yet from the weekend. So it's a good little refresher. Then tomorrow we'll get a ball in the hand and start to build up and get in our normal routine for next week. But, yeah, we still want to stay sharp and, you know, have that laser focus going into this semi-final.
Injuries aside, do you like the break, or is it too long, in your opinion, between the end of the season to the start of the finals?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not a fan of the break, but last year it worked in our favour. Mm. We had some older guys, and just freshens everybody up, and, you know, we play, you know, two games in 3 days and three travel in there. So it's pretty grueling once you get into it. So it's pretty good for us to have, you know, like a Damo and Jesse that, you know, on the other side of 30 to fresh them up, ready to go for these finals.
I know it's not your team at the Adelaide 36ers. They were pretty average this year, and they certainly had their chance against an undermanned Wildcats. They came back into it. You would have been happy with the last quarter when they did press for the win, but are you expecting major change from that club?
Yeah, just the whispers going around there. There's going to be a lot of change, and you know, it was good for, it was a 2-point game, and our young fellas really stepped up the last 4 or 5 minutes. And it was a credit to them to play like that against a quality opposition. And you know, there's always change at professional level. If you don't make the playoffs, I think that's 2 years in a row now Adelaide haven't made the playoffs. So I think they're going to start rocking the boat here pretty shortly.
Joey Wright, 500 games, a nemesis of yours, but you've had some great battles, and I understand there's a lot of respect.
Yeah, without question. Like, I've got to know Joey before we even started coaching. So, you know, it was funny, they told me in the broadcast that we coached against each other 50 times, and we both had the same record, 25-25. So we've had some good battles along the way, and, yeah, hopefully he's back in the league and coaching again in Australia.
Thanks, Trev. Great to chat, mate, and we will have a chat to you next Tuesday in advance of the big game that gets underway the following Friday. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries, boys. Cheers.
28th of Feb, that big Friday is that we're talking about, when the Wildcats take on Cairns in the first of three, the best of three finals, and let's hope our Wildcats can be in the big dance again, Paul Hazelby.
Do you like the break, Carl, or would you rather
start
this week?
No, I like momentum. It's a little bit like what they did with the Big Bash. They had all of this momentum going, and then they stopped, and then the Australian Tennis Open started, and so did a lot of those shows on television like Maths and all that sort of stuff, and then all of a sudden they were caught up in everything else that was going on. I just think you keep on rolling with it, and, you know, everyone's in the same boat when it comes to the difficulties of getting through a season with injuries and all that sort of stuff, and managing players all becomes part and parcel of the strategy of the game, which is what I would like to see happen, Hayes, but, hey, I'm no expert. But that's what I'd like to see in future. It's like the AFL when they have the bye heading into the finals. Just get it on. Tyre Power's Best Buys big brand sale is on now. Buy three and get one free on Falcon Tyres this February. Conditions apply. We'll be back with Maddie Hinson-Tolchard, who won our 6PR Achievement Award for 2019. She'll join us next.